Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm Dr. Mike Todorovic, joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew Barton. And we are on the letter A, and it's a very simple term today. The term is absorption. Now, absorption is a pretty old Latin-derived term, which means to swallow up.
Okay.
Right? Absorbere, which is a great Harry Potter
spell.
Absorbere. So, to swallow up. What absorption basically means is to be able to take something from one side of a membrane and bring it into the other side of a membrane. It's the body's ability to take certain substances like nutrients or drugs or water and take them up into the body.
But they have to be outside the body first?
I think they have to be outside of the body in regards to the definition of outside. So, for example, they can be outside of the body in the external environment or they can be in the digestive tract, which we recognize as outside of the body.
But not in the blood or something, then it gets absorbed across another cell. Is that reabsorption?
That's reabsorption. Okay. Great. That's actually a great term. Okay, so let's think about it like this, right? You drink water. You're not absorbing water through your mouth. You're just drinking water. You're swallowing it. And I know that I said that swallow up was the original definition of absorption. But when you drink water, that's not absorption. But once the water gets to your gut or the intestines predominantly, you will absorb that water across your intestines into your bloodstream. That is absorption.
Okay.
Right? But the thing is that you can, once you get to the kidneys, that water can be filtered out into the tubules of your kidneys and can either go straight back out your urethra and you pee it out, or you can reabsorb it back into the bloodstream.
Okay.
So absorption generally is bringing it into the body, into the bloodstream. And that's the primary definition.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that absorption is usually a passive process. So what that means is it doesn't use energy. There's many ways that you can bring substances across membranes. Mm-hmm. And some of those can be passive, no energy. Some are active, require energy. And the way that we delineate between one or the other is simply about the physics of the whole thing. Substances like to go down their own concentration and pressure gradients. So if you've got a high concentration of something on one side of a membrane compared to another, as long as that membrane is permeable to that substance, it will let it move down its concentration gradient. I like to think about somebody climbing up to the top of a slide. Once you're at the top of the slide where there's a high concentration gradient, to go down the slide costs you no energy. You just hop on and let go. Whee, down the slide you go. But to climb the slide, to go from a low concentration to a high, you have to climb the ladder, and that costs energy. So to go from a low concentration to a high, That's active transport. So at the end of the day, when you're absorbing water from your intestines into your bloodstream, it's because there's a high concentration of water from one side to the other. When you absorb nutrients like amino acids, like simple sugars, and like the breakdown products of triglycerides, well, they're going to be absorbed down their concentration gradient, where there's a high concentration of themselves in the gut, into the bloodstream or lymphatic system where there's a low concentration of them.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And, you know, that basically is the whole process of absorption. It happens in many different areas, but predominantly happening in the digestive tract.
So then if you want to use a clinical example,
yeah,
you could say lack of absorption. Let's use water as your example. So if you were to have an absorption issue, then it's likely the water will remain in the gut tube and you will eventuate with, let's say, diarrhea. And so examples of that would be an infection. So a bacteria, a virus plays a deleterious role with the absorptive cells and either stops the, you know, the villi, the microvilli to be actively pulling that water across, or other bigger things are staying behind in the gut and the water's staying with it, and then all these things can cause problems with absorption.
Well, if we think about water as the example, because water has both a slight positive and slight negative charge, it's very attracted to other small molecules that have a slight charge associated with it. So if you have a problem, like you said, bacterial virus, where it's impeding your body's ability to digest and absorb, you might keep certain substances in your gut. It doesn't get absorbed through and the water will be dragged towards it, right? So the water doesn't get absorbed, right? And that's osmosis, which we'll do at another point, maybe in 10 years' time when we get to the letter O. So absorption is a passive process, moving a substance from one side of a membrane to another, and it is extremely important in our survival and is predominantly happening in our gastrointestinal tract.
Awesome.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.